Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 63, Reclaiming Your Gems.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, we're still living in very interesting times, and thank you, all of you who have let me know that these podcasts are helping you. Please continue to share them and use them wherever you want. I'm here for you, trying to bring you information that may not be available to you elsewhere. And sometimes when we are in a crisis, we close our ears to maybe that there's a bigger picture here, and that's really what I'm wanting to bring to you. And usually I do my podcast every other week, but if so much is happening astrologically that I felt I wanted to offer you today's session, and I will certainly be there for you. If any of you are interested or haven't bought my book, The Heart of the Great Mother, I'm also giving away the first chapter or the first piece of the introduction because it talks so strongly of these times. So if you would like to get that from me, either go through Facebook and I'm advertising it there, or I'll send you that little PDF, or you can just send me an email to info@christinepage.com and I'll send you a little 2,000 worded PDF to really talk about these times, because these times were predicted. They are absolutely what we're needing, but there is a little bit of a battle going on. I think I've got to use that word, between the old world that you've heard me talk about, the old way, the old beliefs, and the new world that's waiting for us. And everything that defines us, everything that identifies us, and you've heard me speak about being in a holographic world, literally the more we think about something, the more we create that within our own world. Forget anybody else's. So if I believe I'm stupid, what will happen is I will attract into my life people who will keep telling me I'm stupid. And the more energy I give it, oh yes, they're right, the more that happens. So whatever you believe at this moment, because it's just so, the veils are so thin, there's so much creativity going on. What we're needing to get a handle on, just in our own lives, is what do I believe? And forget outside yourself. What do I believe about myself? Do I believe I'm a shining light of beauty and glory? Or do I think I'm a failure or I should be doing more? So wherever we're shooting on ourselves, telling ourselves we should because something may happen if we don't, or I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve love, all of these blah, blah belief systems are really being shown to us so that we can say, this is not who I am. I am more than this, or I am not going to be limited by this. And so that's why I wanted to talk about reclaiming your gems. Who are you? So we were the caterpillar, with our however many legs the caterpillar has. These legs are our identity. This is how I define myself. This is how I know I'm secure. This is how I find a safety net for myself. And all of a sudden, we've been thrown into the cocoon. And the cocoon is actually liquid caterpillar. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But it's really, if you know anything about my work, it's about the ocean of possibilities. Doesn't that sound more exciting than just a liquid caterpillar? But we're being thrown into where we thought we knew where we were going, we thought we knew what was happening, into, wow, look at the potential. Now, you might have said, why did it have to be such a crisis? Why did it have to happen in this way? Because we've been, there've been many times when we've been given this opportunity to go there, but we've held on reluctantly to change, resisting change, etc. Now, let's forget about the crisis just at this moment. Haven't there been times in your life where you knew that there was change, it was needed, but you've held on? Haven't there been times in your life like that? That's been my world in terms of being a doctor, a healer. people will say, I know why I got sick. Hang on, if you knew why you got sick, why didn't you act? And they will say, because I really wanted my life not to change. I wanted it to be like I knew it was. So why would I let go and allow change to happen? And that's the truth of the matter. If the fear of change is greater than the fear of staying where you are, you will not change. No, nothing would. A bacteria doesn't. Nothing moves more towards fear. It stays with what feels comforting, however uncomfortable that comfort is. Make sense? So if you look back in your own life, where have there been times where you've done something or you're doing something even though you didn't like what you were doing? Or if I may say, where are you in a relationship that you were holding on because at least you had a relationship, but it really wasn't meeting your needs, nurturing you? So all of a sudden, the great mother, the great crone mother, has come round and saying, enough! I've given you opportunities, I've whispered in your ear, I've suggested to you there might be something more exciting, but you didn't listen. So now I have called time. And there's a lovely story about the goddess Artemis. The goddess Artemis is a triple goddess. She is known as that young, intuitive archer that runs around the forests. She's known as the mother with all her breasts feeding everybody, but she's also known as the great bear. And the great bear is what we call, some of us call the plow or the Big Dipper. And what it is that in ancient times, they would watch the movement of this through the skies. And when the tail of the great bear or the handle of the Big Dipper or the plow pointed in a certain direction, it was like this Artemis was saying, now, I've given you warning, I'm going to take control. So it feels that that's what's happening. Artemis, the crone, the dark goddess, Pluto, we call them all the same name, have said, you know, what did you expect? I've been telling you this is the time. It's like a volcano that's been rumbling and everybody's going, oh, it won't happen. Boom. we can't time these things. It's almost like she's saying, hey, I'm doing my best. And remember that the crone is saying to us, I love you so much, I won't let you be less than you are. Hear me. I love you so much, I won't let you be less than you are. So when things are happening, you can believe that something's being done to you. Be a victim to circumstances. But I want you to believe that whatever's happening to us, it's coming from a place of love. Now, you might jump up and say, yeah, but there's people suffering, there's people dying. Hey, I've been around suffering and dying. I've been around people. And you know, there's something about that that takes us into a place of wholeness. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, isn't it wonderful you suffer or you die. I'm just saying is, when we are going through a crisis, it's not that we're looking outside ourselves. We are forced to look inside and say, I need to come home to me. And that's what's happening now. I've sat with many people dying. I've sat with people who have had fear of dying, but the majority have just found it a relief to no longer be suffering. And I want to say, put aside the people who are dying, put aside, where are you dying? What needs to die in you for you to come home to yourself? What needs to die in you? What's keeping you separate from yourself? And what keeps us separate from ourselves is fear, helplessness, isolation. Guess what's happening? All of those things are happening in our world. And what they're mirroring is, where am I isolated? Forget social distancing. Where have I distanced myself from myself? Where do I need to come home? And was I really connected when I was maybe running around doing a job, being busy? Was that really connection to myself? Or was I avoiding that connection? With everybody being at home, we're being forced to be with people. We're being forced to be with ourselves. Do we like who we are? can we accept who we are? So there's so many metaphors that are going on at this moment, but this is a time where the caterpillar has been forced into the cocoon, like it or not. Now, there's some people whose legs of the caterpillar are still outside the cocoon going, no way! And that's okay. And then there are some people who are trying to jump out of the cocoon too early, and their little wings of the butterfly are not ready, and they're kind of falling to the ground. So trust the cocoon. It's almost like a timing thing, something that says you will know the right time to start to become the butterfly. But also, I think we never value the cocoon. So in my women's work, when I'm teaching about the first 3 days of the dark moon, or the 3 days of the dark moon, the first 3 days of the period, I'm talking about three phases: release, connect, inspire. We can do it just with our breath. Breathe out, expire, hold your breath out, connect, and inspire. See, did it all in a few seconds. So we are not at the phase of, let's inspire and hold our breath and just keep going. We're in this place of dissolving to evolve. Breathe out. Connect. Inspire. Breathe out. Connect. Inspire. And do you notice that when you connect from the out-breath, when you hold your breath out, your mind goes quiet? That's the place of be still and know. And it's a place we often fear. What if everything disappears from my life? What if I do let go of all my beliefs? What if I stop running around? Will I still exist? The answer is, of course you will. Just see. Did you still exist when you breathed out and held your breath? And did you not find that not only did you exist, but you actually expanded? Because your mind was not limiting you. I should do this, I've got to do this. This amazing expansion that's going on at this time. So take this time to breathe out. Take this time, if you do have periods, to see them as a time of, wow, I'm expanding into this ocean of possibilities. What I call the Great Mother's ocean of possibilities, the ocean of awareness, of potentiality that's waiting. So who are you when you're not putting yourself in a box? Who are you when you expand? And don't, please, say, well, if I was offered the great cookie shop or the biscuit shop in the sky, what would I eat? And unfortunately, a lot of us would just go for the same cookies we've always eaten. Not me, but many will. In other words, if you're given every flavor of cookie or ice cream or whatever it is you like eating, don't just say, where's the one I usually eat? So in the middle of this breakdown, this cocoon that we're in, this is not a time to say, oh, quickly, let me grab onto what I know. This is a time to say, oh my goodness, what have I not been doing? Or what have I put aside wanting to do because I had things I needed to do? And the reason, what you're wanting to tap into is not from your head. What do I want to do because it's going to make me money, or I'm going to be more successful? Forget all those triggers. I know this may be hard because some of you may not have been there for a while, but say to yourself, what do I enjoy? What's inherently inside me that I know how to do? What qualities, and I'm talking about maybe three main qualities that shine out from you in everything you do. For instance, one of my qualities is curiosity. I like to be interested. I'm a Gemini, but it's part of the fact is when I'm not learning, if I'm not being expanded, then I get bored and I no longer enjoy it. So I often move on in my work when I'm no longer learning something because I can do it without thinking. So where are you doing something you know how to do, but you actually are not growing from it? You're not expanding. It's not helping you. So just because you can do a job well, it doesn't mean you should keep doing it. Now, some of you may say, well, one of my natural tendencies is love. Okay, everybody has, if I may say, a quality of love. What is it about your lovingness that is so different from anybody else's? Well, when I'm with people, I see them light up because I inspire them, or I cheer them on, or I empathize in a way if they say, wow, I'm not alone. What is it about your particular qualities? Go deeper. Don't just tell me love and liking to be with people. And what is it about your creativity that is different from someone else's? Well, I like to do things that are different. I like to explore the possibilities. For instance, if you're going to make a cake, let's bake or do some bread, do you just follow the recipe? Or is there part of you that will experiment and put different flavors in? Are you someone who even can put different flavors in at the end of the day and go, ugh, that wasn't very nice? Are you willing to take a risk? What is it about you? Or are you able to synthesize information very quickly? You can see the bigger picture and you go, oh, well, I know exactly what's going on. I'm there. What is it about you that is so unique that your friends would say, what's unique about Christine, what's unique about someone is the fact that these three things. She never gives up. She's very dutiful. She's very loyal. She's fun to be with. She's exciting. You know, again, ask them, what is it about me? And maybe with being with your friend, your family at the moment, ask them, even if, especially if you've got teenage children and a partner or a few people around you, what is it about me that you like being? And they may say, oh, you give great hugs. That's fantastic. But what is it, if you have children or grandchildren, what is the role model that they're seeing in you? You know, what's unique about you is that you open my eyes to things, or you always know, you seem to know what I need at this time. I hope this is exciting you. This is about gathering and reclaiming your gems. Now, why is that important at this time? I've got you in your cocoon, but we're seeing the cocoon not as a limiting force, we're seeing it as an expansive force. And come the 4th and 5th of April, which is very soon, Jupiter and Pluto are coming together. Jupiter is expansion, exaggeration, enthusiasm. Pluto is about the deep gems. The word actually means gems, not death and transformation. It's saying when we die to the old part of us, we can take on our gems. We can rediscover who we are. And when we're stuck in something, a gem is something that's, isn't it? It's like something that's shiny and bright and something that we want to be inspired by. That's why I'm using that word. It's a gift or a talent that you may have put aside or you may have considered isn't important. But everybody is gifted. Everybody is unique. You're all a part of this grand jigsaw puzzle. But the beauty of it is each of us has a unique part of our jigsaw. Nobody's piece of a jigsaw is the same, not in my jigsaw puzzle. So what is unique about you? What is amazing about you? What is not like anybody else? And what do you need to do to manifest this on earth? Because that's all we're here for. Put your piece of the jigsaw onto this earth. Ta-da! That's all we need to do. But we get distracted. Oh, my piece isn't any good. Oh, somebody else's piece is better. Oh, let me help other people. Or I'm holding it. I'm not ever going to share it. I'm going to hold it. Taurians, listen to me. You know, this is not wanting to share your gifts and talents. I need you to manifest what you came here to do. And it doesn't have to be, it never should be in comparison to anybody else, but it also needs to be done without the need for other people's approval. So what if nobody ever saw that you laid down this piece of jigsaw, but you got the pleasure? That's what I want. I'm not going to say nobody will see it, but if your part in this is just to live your life fully, forget whether or not anybody ever knows you do that. Just do it. Because it's the comparisons and it's the judgments that get us to stop doing it. Just do it. So here you are in the cocoon, Pluto and Jupiter coming together, 4th and 5th of April. Jupiter expanding, Pluto expanding our gifts, expanding our vision, expanding who we are. Sound good? Lots of expanding going on. It does relate to a 4-4, you know, it's April the 4th, 2020, so it's lots of fours. Fours are good, but fours are also about structure, so creating structure out of an expansive place. So it's good. Saturn is presently in Aquarius. So Saturn is structure again. Aquarius is doing things differently, being a revolutionary. What is the part of you that's always revolted? No, not revolting, but revolted against being told what to do. You're not like anybody else. Stop trying to be like anybody else. Be yourself. How does that sound? And in that, say, my gifts are different. My piece of the jigsaw is unique. I am here to be unique. I'm not going to try and fit in, but I'm in my power. So any of you who have any Aquarian energy in your chart or feel that you've always been holding back, this is your time. So dive deeply into the cocoon. So I give ideas of like an ocean of possibility. You could also see it like a well. It's like, for those of you who don't mind going into the water, it's like you may see the funnel of the well being very small, but when you go down, it's like, oh my goodness, what's available to me? So not please going out the top of your head. Out the top of your head is just a distortion of the truth. Let's put it that way. Don't meditate out of your body. Go into your body. Remember how I've shown you how to imagine yourself having magnets on the soles of your feet, a deeper magnet in Mother Earth. Root yourself by developing roots from the soles of your feet, being pulled into Mother Earth. Allow her earth to surround you. And if you want, this is a different type of meditation, just pass down through the roots, pass down through your legs, your roots, enter into a cave. Where did you hide all your gems in this cave? How does that sound as a metaphor? Then you can bring your gems up and up your roots and bring them into your heart where they belong and then express them from there. You can also use the metaphor of imagining yourself moving into beautiful warm water and seeing the dolphins or the whales swimming with you or the turtles. And just trust yourself, go deep into the water and know that you can breathe. And there at the bottom of the ocean is your treasure trove, who you are. What treasures, what gifts, what parts of you have you forgotten or rejected or shut away? What did you used to do as a kid that you said, oh, I can't do this anymore? Someone told you weren't good enough. Bring it back, bring it home. If it feels right, I'm bringing you back from the bottom of the ocean just in case you got stuck there, back into dry land. Really tap into what excites me. What do I bring joy? What brings me joy? And it may be a project that you start during this lockdown period. So you say, okay, I've got time to do this. And the more you use your body, so it might just be, oh, I'm going to put some music on and dance. But maybe it is going to make food, or maybe you're going to make your garden. Many people are now saying, okay, supermarkets are empty. Why don't I go out there and learn how to plant my own seeds again? Most of us who have ever been brought up in the country had our own vegetable gardens, had our own fruit gardens. But maybe our youngsters have forgotten that where fruit comes from, where vegetables come from. Let's get back to basics, but not to deny. We don't need to go back into, well, we don't have food, we don't have. Let's sustain ourselves again from the earth, whether it's just by rooting ourselves in Mother Earth, by literally digging a little garden, making our garden, making a place where we can grow our own herbs, our own food. Maybe you're doing that already. Or maybe it's just when you can get out and walk, making sure you walk on the earth, connecting with Mother Earth. She is abundant. If we get into our heads, we often feel we have no abundance. The more you connect with Mother Earth, the more you say hi to the birds and the trees, the more abundance that will come to you. She is not lacking in abundance. We are. Because the abundance and scarcity are in our heads, not on planet Earth. The reason that we have the problems on planet Earth is because we've lost our connection to her. I remember a farmer telling me that he could take a concrete car park and turn it into a beautiful organic garden within a year. When we make a connection to the earth, she supplies us. She celebrates us. That's what's happening this time. So let me just clarify. This weekend, 4th and 5th, Pluto and Jupiter coming together. You may read some places, because it's coming together in Capricorn, that it's all about more death, more tragedy. No, it's about breaking down. Pluto is about breaking down old structures, old beliefs. And what you may be noticing is that there is a lot going on under the surface of the virus. If you want to learn more about that, please do join me on my webinars, Healthily Surfing the Waves of Change. But clearly, there is the old guard that wants to keep us structured and away from Mother Earth and away from each other and away from our creativity, i.e. in a place of helplessness. And there is the new guard that's stepping up and saying, no, come on. It's almost like falling through the bottom of the cage you've been in. Rather than fighting against the walls, drop down. Like, well, actually, there's no walls down here. You could fly up if you want, but I want you to drop down and be born again from beneath up. And there's a very ancient Sumerian teaching about two gods called Enki and Elil. And the Sumerian legend is probably about 4000 BC, probably at 6000 years old. But it's much more ancient, we believe. We believe, if you've done any of the reading with me, that this is Enki and Elil were ETs. You can take or leave that. They were part of the Anunnaki, take or leave that. But what I believe that these beings, these ETs, of which they are not separate from us, we are all part of us, as all of us have part of us as ET, all of us are being faced at this time with these qualities that Enki and Elil brought. Enki was the god, or the ET, that wanted to make man gods. His belief was, let's bring humanity into the same level that we are. Let us make them gods. Elil was the ET god who wanted to make slaves of man. And throughout our stories, biblical stories, other stories, there's this battle, not necessarily just between good and evil, but between who owns humanity. Who will humanity follow? And humanity often forgets that we are not at the behest of a god. We have free will. So are you yourself going to allow yourself to become a god, or are you a slave? I mean, it's not outside you, it's inside us. So are we a victim, or are we responsible and accountable for who we are? We're willing to be accountable for our creations, etc. This is a choice that's coming now. So a battle, if I want to say, use that word, between Elil and Enki has continued for many, many thousands of years. But it's coming to a point now is that the old guard wants to follow Elil, and say, hey, we take care of you. We'll be your father figure. We'll take care of you, but you must follow what we say. That's why all these precautions are coming out about the virus. Oh, you've got to do this, be careful. While I'm keeping you safe, don't you worry about it. We'll make this fine for you. And Enki and all his followers are saying, that isn't making you a king. That's actually taking away your powers. Now, I'm suggesting it isn't about fighting Enlil. It's about re-owning who you are. Literally, that's why I'm saying fall down out of the cage. It's a false cage. It's a false security. It's very limiting. It's not who you are. And the reason why this is happening is at this same time, and you've heard me speak about this when I've looked at genes, at a moment we're about using 8% of our genes, our DNA, and the rest of our DNA is being called junk DNA. But what's happening is that so-called junk DNA is being woken up. And that junk DNA is our information. Who am I? All right, we say your DNA gives you your identity, your physiology, your way you look, your color of your hair. But it's more than that. So as the rest of your inner information, your inner identity is being awoken, there is an even greater emphasis on those who would prefer that your identity remain hidden to you. So they're knowing that you're waking up and they're putting a lot of pressure on you to stay asleep. Make sense? So this isn't about getting angry. That's just on the level of, how can I put it? This isn't, this force that are trying to keep us asleep are really quite small compared with the magnificence of who we are. I want you to understand that. They're working on a very low frequency. When you say, I no longer have a fear of death, that's what I was really trying to say to, I know I'm going to die at some point, and I've died many lifetimes, if you believe that. So death is not what I fear. I fear being small. I fear being blocked from being all that I am. And I demand wholeness. That's the revolutionary self that is coming through at the moment. Not against someone, but against you, yourself, ourselves, that make us believe something that is not true. Hope I'm making sense here. What I'm saying is that it's literally about, there's a radio station, sorry to talk about radios if you don't even know what one of those is, there's a frequency that is going through the world at the moment. Maybe connected and intensified by something like 5G, maybe intensified by the virus, but it is on a limited frequency. It's just trying to block our thinking. And if our thinking is only on a level of, if I may say, your mind, very limited way, then that's going to be successful. But if your frequency of your heart is heard, and the energy coming out of our heart is, I'm going to say, 1,000 times stronger than that of our heads. We can literally use the energy of our heart and light up a small light bulb. Our heart, our yearning to be whole, our yearning to be all that we are, this is much, much stronger than anything that our head could do. I hope that you're excited by what I'm saying. We are in a time of transition. We are in a time where you could say there are two forces, the Enki and Enlil forces, fighting each other. But there's a third force. And that third force is, and I've showed you the Vesica Pisces, where two circles come together, the circumference of one circle goes to the center of the other. They create an almond-like shape of Vesica Pisces. So it's the third force. It's neither me or you, it's us. Or us expanded. We are entering a time of expansion. We are entering a time where it isn't about taking sides, it's about coming back to the center, the source of all this mystery. The source of who you are, reclaiming yourself, coming home to yourself. How's that sounding? So I feel I want to leave you with that sense of bringing the duality together into the center, recognizing that you are this and you are this, but you are more than that. And I don't want to for you to have a meditation necessarily of that. But every time you do something that harmonizes with your heart, I'm really enjoying this, I'm excited by this, you literally are creating your own inner vesica Pisces that then becomes what we call a Taurus, a T-O-R-U-S, which is a portal into the new way. When we are not excited, when we are not enjoying something, when we're doing it out of fear, then we the door shuts to our new world. So I feel that that's what I'm going to stop with. I'm going to stay with the idea of finding your gifts. Spend time. What is it that's unique about me? Do some things that are practical that will lay down those gifts. Oh, maybe you've even talked about, well, I'm going to write a book. You never had time. And I have to say, don't write a whole book. Just write a journal or write your inspirations down. Or I've always wanted to do that. Do it. Be in your body, build something, grow something, create something. That creativity is so attuned to us as humans. What is it that is naturally inside me that I can grow? Many people are being, unfortunately, forced out of their work. This is something that will not go back to normal, I'm sorry to say. But I always mentioned how artificial intelligence was coming in. There will be more and more jobs being taken over by robots or jobs not needed. So it's no good saying, I'll go back to that job. What you need to find is what is the unique, creative, valued way of who I am. In other words, how can I feel valued? What can I create? What can I do? What does it mean to be valued? It means that in some ways you are changing yourself and you're changing other people's lives. You're finding value in yourself. How am I valuable? And that goes back to knowing what your skills and your talents are. So find your value, find your creativity, find your skills and talents and express them. Don't just talk about them, do something. It doesn't have to be changing the world out there, because changing yourself is changing the world. And allow yourself to realize that in the cocoon, everything's breaking down. Let go of those things that no longer harmonize with you, no longer nurture your soul. Trust the cocoon. You will know when to come out of it. Don't rush. Say, take me deeper, take me deeper. Let me be more expansive. Let me have the courage to explore areas that maybe I've never explored before. But they resonate with your heart. So my dear friends, until we speak again, of course I'm going to say, follow your heart. I'm going to be working with the lunar cycles. I'm going to be working with Dancing with the Moon, because I feel that we need to get back into a rhythm that is not a rhythm of this earth. And one of the best rhythms that we can follow is that of the moon. If you're interested, join me on Facebook, in my Great Mother Calling group, or I will be sending out information on that. But I want to, maybe next time I will talk more about that, but I want to allow us to find a better rhythm, not a rhythm of fear or limited frequency, but a rhythm where we are connected to the wholeness of not only ourselves, but of the universe and beyond. So until next time, much love, many blessings. Be deep, be profound, be amazing. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Please do share with friends, family, and colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.